Serving justice when justice itself is under attack. There have been more and more memes emerging recently whose intent is to move us towards anger towards Muslims. What a balancing act looms before us. In my view, we can't let go of the anchor of justice, one of the hallmarks of a true democracy, and begin a new round of conflict. But at the same time, we cannot turn a blind eye to a situation that might threaten the very fabric of our society. For me, justice needs to be impartial as to a person's political, religious, ethnic, or any other views, except if those views threaten the well-being of others. I say this having sat for 8 years on refugee claims, determining whether a person was a UN Convention refugee or not. The spotlight needs to be kept on individuals and their acts, rather than crossing the line and extending opposition to an entire political party or race, religion, etc., unless warranted. Matthew tells us the rising vibrations can be counted on to remove those who abuse their fellows. The glories of the Golden Age will be available only to the souls who absorb the light that will enable physical survival along Earth's ascension journey into the high frequencies of fifth density. An exception would be if the religion itself or its spokespeople espouse terrorism. We may then need legislation to correct that situation. But that needs to remain a separate matter which needs to be looked into apart from the acts of individuals, which are criminal no matter where they get their ideas from. How difficult it may be, and it can't include many of the judges we have now who take political positions rather than dispensing impartial justice. We still need to hold on to our basic humanity and offer lawbreakers the same justice that everyone else should get, not simply for their sake, but mainly for our own, to preserve our basic humanity and to offer an example of decency to our children. And we make a contribution to the strength and endurance of our own culture in the process. Otherwise, we court a religious civil war. The vibrations on the planet are ever rising, and we expect a wave of love that will cause the demise of evildoers in a, quotation marks, time of separation. We haven't long to wait before they're removed. There's no need for civilians to war against them. Our armed forces are managing the problem, and simple physics will do the rest, see footnote 3. There is a need to approach the problem in ways that, in my opinion, work. Refraining from making unsupportable claims about whole peoples or religions, etc., is one important step. I personally consider breathing love up from our heart and sending it out to the world as another important contribution to world peace. If a wave of love can take away those committed to torture and murder, etc., love must be, as it's built to be, the most powerful force in the universe. We're talking about seventh dimensional love because 7D is where the planet is headed. And it's where a love exists that's so strong it's often called Christ consciousness. Once steeped in that, as I was in 2015, and we will be, it will become plain how this besieged world can be transformed into a world that works for everyone. Matthew confirms it. Our travel ticket, he says, is the absorption of light that comes automatically with living in godly ways. In godly ways, I interpret as in harmony with the divine qualities. This is the mechanism by which the separation and the time of separation will occur, not by our discrimination against and persecution of whole peoples. Justice in its most essential form is, in my opinion, love acting from fairness. We all have ideas around what is fair. How finely we exhibit fairness has a lot to say about the evolution of our world society.